Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Russell Newton, your host, and I appreciate your listening today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Practical Intelligence, How to Think Critically, Deconstruct Situations, Analyze Deeply, and Never Be Fooled, written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1, Look Beneath the Surface. Some of us are blessed with academic intelligence, otherwise known as pure book intelligence. This ability helps you in school, but it has limited applicability in the real world. It turns out there's just not that much use for memorizing equations and taking tests most of the time. Others of us have kinesthetic intelligence, emotional intelligence, and even musical intelligence. You can guess what areas of life those help with, but practical intelligence is sorely lacking these days. It's also known as common sense, seeing the world for what it is, and how to think. In reality, it turns out that how we navigate the world and approach it is far more important than what we actually know about it. Practical intelligence is about taking in your surroundings, ascertaining what's happening, and then making the best decision for you with the information you've got. This might seem to be the most important of thinking skills, but it's also one that is never explicitly taught. We're mostly left to figure it out for ourselves. And this can easily explain a lot of the mental errors we observe people making on a daily basis. Going out of business sale? Okay, I need to buy everything right now. This news article makes an outrageous claim without a citation? Well, sounds about right, so I'll now believe it with all my might. If I feel something is true, then it must be true, and so on. You may be able to spot these errors at the moment, but these thoughts occur automatically throughout our lives, and we certainly don't catch all of them. Let's take the first step into using our brains for good instead of using them to fall into traps and follies. It's always about looking underneath the surface and stopping the assumption that you can trust what you see, hear, and feel. We've all got that distant relative or long-lost friend who sends us occasional emails outlining the details of an off-the-rails conspiracy theory. This week, it's the outrageous, infuriating, and totally proven theory that the government is using children's television shows to send secret messages to obey their orders. And, unfortunately, you've opened this email from your relative, even though you should know at this point that when something from this person is labeled important, it most certainly will not be. Look at this data from the National Alphabet Council, they write. It shows that Big Bird from Sesame Street triggers a part of your brain that responds positively to authority. It's all in his beak. Over 85% of all Sesame Street watchers report experiencing electrical seizures every time Big Bird appears on screen. I learned all this from Jack Spratt's podcast, Under Attack. Stop your kids from watching Sesame Street unless you want them to be lackeys to an authoritarian dictator. Something strikes you as fishy about this particular story. The National Alphabet Council? What is that? And all those kids reporting seizures? Geez, you know some people with kids. You'd think you would have heard about this by now. And isn't Jack Spratt that guy who claimed pasteurized milk makes school kids pledge allegiance to Satan?
More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.